Now, last week on The Naked Scientist, we were talking about the NASA Phoenix mission, and that was due to land just a couple of hours after the show was going out. And that was all about trying to understand a bit more about what the surface of Mars was like in the past. Well, fortunately, Phoenix did land safely last week, which was much to the relief of William Boynton, who was on the programme. He's actually part of that mission. He designed something called the Thermal and Evolved Gas Experiment, which is analysing the Martian soil. And he's from the University of Arizona, and he's with us again this week to give us an update. Hello, William.
Hello there.
Thank you for joining us again this week on The Naked Scientist. We thought we'd catch up with you to find out, now we've established that Phoenix has landed safely, what it is that you'll now be doing over the next few months to understand more about the surface of Mars.
Okay, yes. Well, first of all, we're incredibly excited that we finally got there. That was really kind of a hairy time when we're not sure everything's going to work, but we did eventually get down to the ground, and that's good. This last week, we've been going through what's called a characterization phase, where we're really trying to just look around us and take some pictures and sort of map out the landscape so we know what we're working with. It's going to be about another 3 or 4 days before we get down to actually collecting samples and doing the analyses of them with the various analytical instruments that are brought on board.
What sorts of experiments will you do?
Well, the instrument that I'm responsible for, as you mentioned, we call it TEGA. It will take some of the soil and ice samples that are dug up by the robotic arm, and it puts them into a very tiny oven. We heat the samples up in the oven, and there's two things we're looking for. If there are any phase transitions, this is where, for example, if we have ice, when we heat it up to 0 Celsius, it will melt. It takes more heat to do that, and so we are keeping track of the heat required to raise the sample. That way we can tell how much ice is in the oven. The other thing we're doing is we're looking at the gases that are given off by the sample as we heat it. We pass this gas on to the Evolved Gas Analyzer, which has a mass spectrometer in it that tells us what gases are given off. And so if we see water come off at a certain temperature, that can tell us the nature of the mineral that evolved the water.
So what are the big questions that you'll be answering with these experiments?
Well, with that particular one, we'll just be looking to see how much ice is present in the mixed in with the soil. We actually think it's very high ice content once we get beneath the soil. We'll be looking for isotopic ratios. This is for the same element, two different nuclides that have different masses, and the most important one is for hydrogen. Normally it's mass 1, but there's another form of it called deuterium, which has mass 2, and the ratio of those two things can tell us something about the history of the water and the temperature at which the ice formed in the past, things like that. We do have one other part of it that we're very hopeful we'll get some interesting results, and we will be looking for organic compounds that might be evolved from the sample as we heat it up to high temperatures.
Cool. What does Mars look like where you've landed?
Actually, perhaps somewhat surprisingly, it looks pretty much as we expected. It's kind of interesting. Before all of these missions actually land, there's usually some artist concept of, you know, what the lander is going to look like on the surface and things that are passed around to the press and so forth. And this time it was actually quite remarkable that the artist concept agrees pretty much with what we see. We see a very, very flat region, very little topography. But we're also on this area what's called patterned ground or polygonal terrain. And what we find is that we land in this area, which is filled with these polygons that range in size from a few meters on up to really quite large ones. And this is due to cracking of the ice. During the very cold winters on Mars, the ice will contract and shrink, and it leaves cracks. And then in the summertime, it expands, and the ice expands back to fill the cracks, but meanwhile some dirt is falling into the cracks. And so it ends up, after many, many years of this, we end up with this these polygons which are formed by these cracks.
Well, looking at how you're managing to survive on Earth at the moment, William, I understand that you're living on Mars time. How does that work?
Yes, it turns out this lander is powered by solar cells, And so it's only in the middle of the day, actually maybe from about 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time on Mars, that we have enough sunlight to efficiently operate the lander. Now, we're in the high latitudes in North Pole in summer, so there's sunlight shining on the lander all the time, but really not enough to power it. So the lander goes to sleep every day about 6 p.m. local time, and it'll wake up the next morning about 8 or 9 a.m. local time. And turns out Mars day is about 40 minutes longer than an Earth day. And so we can only operate that on this 24-hour and 40-minute cycle.
So your days are getting 40 minutes longer every day?
Yeah, our days are getting 40 minutes longer every day because we have to be there when the lander goes to bed and sends down the data for us to look at.
You have my sympathy. I'm sure your body clock is now totally screwed.
It is really messed up. It's like perpetual jet lag, 40 minutes more every day.
Good luck with that, William.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us on The Naked Scientist. That was William Boynton, and he's from the University of Arizona, and he's part of the Phoenix mission to Mars. So thank you very much to him.
Laying the facts bare, The Naked Scientists.